I think about it. Try and cover a little bit of gap today. Seth Gemara, I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Halacha Kav Yosi, Domer Ma'amad, the Goder Sevius, Magal Gnomus, Akar Leishna, Ma'amad Nikif, Leishna, Ma'amad Makif. So if Yosef is made, then his Gemara said didn't have these lines. Because it comes from the Rif. I'm not sure what that means. In the Rif's Gemara, they did have these lines. Like, the Rif didn't make this up. I'm going to be like, obviously, the Rif had it in his Gemara. But Akapanim, the Sayyid says, in his Gemara, it doesn't have it. In the Rif, it has it. So again, I don't know if in Arad Fusim, we have it from the Rif, or we have it in the same place that the Rif had it. It makes a difference. I'm not sure this is how the Rif quotes the Gemara. I'm Rabbi the Mishmuel, Allah, if Yasid, Omer, Omer, God, there's a Vizm, Gagam, it's fair, Leishno, Omer, Nikif, Leishno, Omer, Makif. I'm not sure that in the Rif's Gemara it said Leishno, Omer, Nikif, Leishno, Omer, Makif. That was his gifts in the Gemara. Or maybe in his Gemara it only said, Halacha Kav Yasid, the Leishno, Omer, Makif, Leishno, Omer, Nikif. That's the Rif added that based on the Gemara later on. Maybe the Rif had, there's reason to think the Rif had the gifts of the Gainim. That the last parents of the Gemara is Makif and Nikif Givinaya means that according to Yosi, Bleishnom and Makif, Bleishnom and Nikif. According to Tanakama, only Omen Nikif. According to Yosi, Bleishnom and Makif, Bleishnom and Nikif. So the Rif says Bleishnom and Makif, Bleishnom and Nikif, because that's the last parents of the Gemara. But not that that's what Rav Yehuda Meshmul had said. Any of that, I'm not sure. In any event, I'm very doubtful that Rashi had this Gersa. Very doubtful that Rashi had it. I mean, maybe he had the part about Halacha Kav Yosi, but the part about Leishno Amen Nikif, Leishno Amen Makif, that I don't think Rashi had in his Gemara. For two reasons. First of all, Rashi's gears in the Gemara is that the last teretz of the Gemara is that Rav Yosi is Mechayev only by Amen Nikif. Not Mestaba, that it's against the Beferish member of Shmuel, of Omer Rav Yudam Shmuel. Moreover, the Rashi's mashma, we already spoke about it. Rashi's mashma, that's not just the third teretz in the Gemara to be miyashiv chiyav harav, but that's a maskana. Because Rashi in the Mishnah says that Rav Yosi says in Amad v'Gadar. Rav Yosi in the Mishnah says that Rav Yosi is mechayev by Amad v'Gadar Sevius. Rashi in the Mishnah says that he means Amad Nikav because he was goladai to the Nichle. Rashi in the Gemara. When the Gemara originally seems to think otherwise, so Rashi says Kasalka Daita Chashta, that even though Rav Yosi in the Mishnah said Nikif, because Rashi had the Girs in the Mishnah of a Nikif, he had the Girs in Rav Yosi of a Nikif, but Rashi says Kasalka Daita that Tana Nikif who Adin Lamakif. So we're in Rashi that it's only Salka Daita, and it makes sense it's only Salka Daita because if you go with Nikif in the Mishnah. Then there's a lot of weight to saying that it's dafka nikif. So Rashi says the Gemara is a salka daitach the nikif is lav dafka. Rashi and Rashi the maskon is the nikif is dafka, and that's how Rashi said it in the Gemara. And that's the Gemara of Bavakama. The Gemara of Bavakama certainly thinks that Yosi is dafka on the nikif. Moreover, and I think this is the most compelling. L'maisa Rashi in the Mishnah learns Amad Nikif. The Rav Yosi Mechayev by Dafka by Amad Nikif because Goladai did Nichle. So when Rashi first encounters in the Gemara an indication otherwise, so Rashi steps in and says Kasal Kadaitach Tana Nikif Udin L'Makif. But where does Rashi say that? Where in the Gemara does Rashi wake up and say? The Gemara thinks the Tana Nikif Kasal Kedai Tech Tana Nikif Udin Lamakif. Where does Rashi say that? What? In later on in the Gemara, where the Gemara has to steer a Maikiv and Makif and Nikif. Where's the Eima Sefer? Hey, my sefer. When the Gemara says stirut in the reish and the sefer, the reish is mashma that haravi is mechayv and oisay. But Rabbi Yosi says, "Ema sefer." Rabbi Yosi says, "Amad the gadol shavi is megalgan lo v'sakel." So the Gemara says, "Ma'ikav and Tana kam Rabbi Yosi." So there, Rashi steps in and says, "Kasal kedai techtanu nikavud in the makif." Not like I said in the Mishnahs. Rashi says. Which sometimes Rashi does. In the Mishnah, he says like the Maskan. And then when you have a Salka Daik Tech, otherwise, so Rashi tips in and says, don't get upset. Kasalka Daik Tech, that it's not like I said in the Mishnah. So how come Rashi first woke up by the Ema Seifa? How come he didn't say it already by Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel? If Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said, Leishna Amen Makif, Leishna Halacha Kev Yesi, and Leishna Amen Makif, Leishna Amen Nikif, so Rashi should say that it's not like I said in the Mishnah. Rashi passed that by in silence. It's only when we get to the Gemara later on, when the Gemara says stir with narration to sefer, and the stir doesn't make any sense if the Amud Nikif is Davka, which is in fact the third tenet of the Gemara. So Rashi says, "Kasal kedai techtan and Nikif u'adun l'makif." How come he first woke up there? You already have it in Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Halacha gav yasi losh nam and leish nam and nakif leish nam and nikif. So I think it's a muchach that Rashi didn't have that in the Gemara, which that's a terrible. Beis Yosef says he didn't have it in his Gemara. So if it wasn't in the Beis Yosef's Gemara, it doesn't have to be in Rashi's Gemara either. Again, I'm not sure which part Rashi didn't have. He definitely didn't have the Leish Nam and Makif, Leish Nam and Nikif. Whether he had the Halacha Rav Yosi, that I don't know. I think the Beis Yosef didn't have the whole thing. Okay, let's see about Itmar. Rav Huna Omer Hakol Lufi Mashigodah Achiy Berav Omer Hakol Lufi Demekan and Brazil. So we have Machlekes. How much do you pay? By Godar Asivi is how much do you pay? Rav Huna says Lufi Mashigodah Achiy Berav said Demekan and Brazil. And the Hemshich L'Gemara is Mavur that Rav Huna and Chiyah Barav are going on Rav Yosi. The Machlek is Alibud Rav Yosi. When Rav Yosi says Megalgan of Sakol, how much is Megalgan of Sakol? Is it Kemal Shagoda, meaning Avonim, or is it the Mekanim Bizar? How does the Gemara know that it's going? That's more in the Hemshich. That's the steer of the innovation. The safe. The Gemara assumes that. The machlekes Rav and Chiyah Rav is alibud Rav Yosi, and therefore the Gemara asks, if Rav Yosi is mechayev, if in fact Rav Yosi is mechayev, if Rav Yosi is mechayev, and the Gemara thinks Rav Yosi is coming to be machmir in Tanakama, Megalgan was close. Mashmir is coming to be machmir, and if Rav Yosi is mechayev only the mechayev bezos, so ma'ikim in Tanakama Rav Yosi. That's the Gemara's kashan of Chiyah Rav. So obviously the Gemara is assuming that Chiyah Rav and Rav Huna are going in Rav Yosi. How does the Gemara know that they're going in Rav Yosi? Maybe they're going in the Tanakhama. So it depends. If you go into the Gemara, Omer Avyudom Shmuel, Halacha Kev Yosi, and then we have this Machlekes Rav Huna Nechiy Barav, so then it could say the Gemara knows that it's going in Rav Yosi because the Halacha is like Rav Yosi. Mastam, they're arguing Aliba Dilchas. If you take it out of the Gemara, like the Vishesif, that doesn't have it in the Gemara that the Halacha is like Rav Yosi. So how do we know that Rav Huna and Chiyah Barav are arguing a little bit of Yosi? Maybe they're arguing a little bit of Tanakama. So I think the answer is Pashut, that they're Diyakis from the Lashon of Hakol. The Gemara says, Rav Huna Omer Hakol Lufi Mashigodna, Chiyah Barav Omer Hakol Lufi Demekan and Bezo. The Machaika says, you have to stress the word Hakol. Rav Yosi says, Megalgan Olav is Hakol. So now comes along Rav Huna and Chiyah Barav. And they're arguing. What does Hakol mean? Hakol, Megalgan Olav es Hakol. What's Hakol? Amar Rav Huna, Hakol means Lufi Mashigada. And Chiyah Barav says no. Hakol means Bekanim, Bekanim Bezel. And it's Poshim Shah. So to Rashi, Lufi Mashigada, Lufi Bechol Yitzirei Shehaitzi Ben Arishen Yachzul Emechza. Lufi Mashigada means he has to pay all of the Hitzos, half. I mean, obviously half, not the whole, why the whole. He has to pay half of the Hitzos. There's an Akudia that I'm not so clear about. The Gemara Metzia says that by a Soda, if it's a soda suyolito, then it's yodei al yoyna. The yoyrid is yodei al yoyna, Rashi over there says it means kishar, that you have to pay the yoreid, kishar shasolei ha'ir. Like the garden, the going rate for a garden. So there, Rashi says, maybe it's explicit in the Gemara, I don't remember, but there Rashi says that Yodai Tachtoina means, then you pay the Yitzias. If the Shrach is more than the Yitzias, you pay the Yitzias. And if the Shrach is less than the Yitzias, then you pay the Shrach. Now, the Tashlumen of Shar Shasolo Ha'ir is more even than the Hitzos. Let me put this way. It says in Rashi over here that Lufim HaShagodim means you pay Avonim. You pay Hitzos. Pay Hitzos. What are Hitzos? L'chair Hitzos means the cost of the Avonim. I don't think it means the cost of the labor. Hitzos not the cost of the labor. Hitzos means the cost of the Avonim. Why only the cost of the avon? What about the labor? Isn't it by a sodra asuyolito? You pay kishasha soliyah. Shasha soliyah lechayer includes labor. I mean, a guy's in the business of planting trees. He doesn't only charge the cost of the trees. Then how's he going to support his family? He charges labor. So lechayer, I would say that it's mduik in this Rashi. That Rashi understood that this is a sodra she'en asuyolito. So. You don't pay kishasha soliyah. You pay hitzos. There's a cap, not more than the shrach. Okay, we could say that we can take it as given that the shrach over here is more than the hitzos. So that's why you don't have to worry about the shrach. The field certainly appreciated the price of the avonim. So the main thing is you pay the avonim, but not more than the avonim. Which would be fine because the emesis Rashi learns that we're talking about mechitzas pnimiyos and samakam shenogu shalei ligdar. So it doesn't surprise me that we should look at this as a sada shein asu yelikta. It's a mokum shenagu shalei likta, so it's a sada shein asu yelikta. There's ano anyway, but the ano is like a sada, but it's like the ano that you get in a sada shein asu yelikta. It's not so clear because the Ramban and the Lachamas holds that it's a sada asu yelikta. He holds to mechitzas achitzonis, but he says beferish it's a sada asu yelikta. And yet, in the Ramban, if I remember correctly, the Ramban talks about. The Rabbi also talks about the paying for avonim, not labor. So I'm not quite sure what to do with that. I think we'll worry about that when we get there. But I do want to do the Ramban inside. That's on the agenda. So we'll see. Akaponim, right now, in the meanwhile, Rashi doesn't bother me. Rashi's fine. You pay Yitzias because it's a Sada Shein Asu Yelikda. It's a Mokum Shein Asu Yelikda. It's a Sada Shein Asu Yelikda. So you pay... You pay like a yored into a soda shein asu yelikta. So how much do you pay? You pay the hitzos. Again, the Gemara Mitzvah adds not if the shrach is less than the hitzos, then you only pay the shrach. That our Gemara ignores. All right, that doesn't bother me. Our Gemara ignores that because that's very far fetched that the shrach would be less than the price of the avonim. So therefore, you pay the hitzos, and that's what you pay. According to Ravuna, you pay lefi mashigala. You pay the hitzos. The mekanim. What's the mekanim? That's if Chibur asks the mekanim, why the mekanim bezel? Rashi doesn't even quote the bezel. The Gemara says why the mekanim? So Rashi, the omele, the nikkav could say lididi sagli we get the kanim. The efshi by hitzos shall gather avonim. By me, it's enough to have a gather kanim. So I don't want the hitzos to gather avonim. So that's quite a simple pshat. That the machaikis is, I mean, nothing simple over here, but to the degree that anything is simple, I hear. Chiyabar Apos, since it's Lidadei Sagalei, so he only has to pay for a Geder Kanim. Why should he pay for a Geder Avonim? He's only Nene the price of a Geder Kanim. I see Taisus. The mekanim bezel. So Tosfos, the time of Maishna, we saw the Shein Asu Yelikta. Chartesh means to ask, over there you pay, even by a Sada Shein Asa Yolito, Mashman Taisa said he's assuming this is also Sada Shein Asa Yolito, Shein Asa Yolito. But nonetheless, you pay the Yitzias. Capped by the Shvach, but you pay the Yitzias. So how come over here you only paid Mekan and Bezo? For Aymeri, the shiny hocha, the motzi omele, the di sagli v'netirus of Azusa. Here it's different, because you can say the di sagli v'netirus of Azusa. When we come up and say, kana mazel yoyble, nan sadi dim hoya moitzim kol kach mazel hoya goy de behem. Now, to a certain extent, places like Rashi, and then in other words, but then in some ways he's not like Rashi. He's like Rashi that the reason why Chiyuv Rav says you only pay the Mekan and Bezol, you don't pay the Yitzias would be Avonim, is because there's a tine over here of Ledidi Sagile, which apparently you don't have in the case of Bometzi, in the case of Beyoret. Over there, there's no Ledidi Sagile. If you want Eitzim, these are Eitzim. You know, this is Eitzim. The Anov Eitzim is what you have. Maybe it's a Sodesh She'en Asuyelito, but Hanov Eitzim is Eitzim. Over here, with Hanov is the Shmira. You could get away with a different kind of Shmira, with a cheaper Shmira. So there's a Svar Lididi Sagili that you're not, that the Hanov, over there the Hanov is the cost of that. The Hanov is Eitzim. It may not be a sodas, it's a sodas she'en asuyelita. Not everybody prints the eitzim. Other people print other things. But you can't have eitzim, if you want for eitzim, you can't have eitzim for less than this. You can't have that of eitzim for less than the cost of eitzim. So, shomaloi that you have to pay the eitzim. Go there at the chloim, not more than the shach, but you have to pay the eitzim. Over here, the hanoi is being godur. There's cheaper ways to be godur. So therefore, there's a taina of ludidi sagim. Rashi also said it has to do with Lididi Sagili, that the Pshat of the Mekana Bezol is that there's a tine of Lididi Sagili. The Lashon of Lididi Sagili comes from where? Where did we try to get this Lashon of Lididi Sagili? The Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama has its Lashon. Lididi Sagili ben Tirus of Azuz. However, Rashi and Tosis part company in what's the Lididi Sagili. Rashi says Lididi Sagili in Kanim. That's the Isagli. She doesn't say the Isagli in the Tirus of Azuz. That apparently not. The Isagli, even Chiyuv Rav doesn't say the Isagli in Kanim. The Isagli in the Tirus of Azuz. You need Kanim. But Kanim is enough, you don't need one. Tosis makes it much more complicated. The Isagli in the Tirus of Azuz. So really, you should go all the way down to Azuz. But then, you go back up again, because there's an An. No, Tosis Kashi wants you should pay Avon, like Tosis. He says, Ravon. He says, no, there's a disagli. He goes all the way down to Azuz. Then he says, yeah, but on the other hand, there's an ansadi that if he had Kanan Bezoil, then he would use Kanan. Even a guy who saw Sagali in Tirus of Azuz, but if he could find Kanan Bezoil, Kanan are better than a Tirus of Azuz, whatever that means, Chaitzim or a Shemer. But Akapanim, Kanan is better. So if you get Kanan Bezoil, he would have done Kanan. Why does this have to say? It's like a little bit disappointing. Start with, you know, you're down all the way down to the Mekat to Ntirusu Bazuzo, but then there's an Ansadi, you come back up to Kanan Bezo. Well, what do you need? But why not say like Rashi? That you pay that the Lidi Sagili, that Chiyuv Rav's Lidi Sagili is the Lidi Sagili, but Kanan. Like Rashi says. So I think the Poshev Shad is that Tosus was bothered by the Bezoil. If it was just Lididi Sagali, began the Kanim, so pay Kanim. But that's not what Chiyuv Rav said. Chiyuv Rav said you pay to make Kanim Bezoil. At a discount. Mori says elsewhere that Bezoil is like a third off. So you pay Kanim at a 33% discount. That's the amount that you pay for Kanim. Why? It doesn't say that by Avonim. When Rav Huna said Avonim, he didn't say Avonim at a discount. Shachem Ifchi Barav says that he's Saga Liba Kanav. Okay, Saga Liba Kanav, but why Bizzah? So Yerfa Tois has to say a whole complicated theory. That really leaded this Hagli with less than Kanav. This Hagli in Tirusa Bazus, like the Gemara says in Baba Kama. But on the other hand, if he would find Kanav Bazil, he would buy Kanav Bazil. So Mele pays the Mele the Hanois to make Kanav Bazil. He would be happy with it within the Tirusa Bazus. But he would be happier with Kanav Bazil. Not always can you find Kanav Bazil. But if he could find Kanav Bazil, he would be happier than within the Tirusa Bazus. Because Kanav is better, and if you get them at a discount, he would do it. Anybody would do it. It's an ansari that anybody would do. So Bela, the minimum hanoah for avonim, somebody made for you a gedur avonim, so you want to quantify how much of the hanoah. The hanoah is not avonim, because he doesn't necessarily need avonim, or interested in avonim. But it's not zuz, because he has something which is much better than the tefusah b'zuzah, and he would be willing to have that if he could get it for cheap. So how do you measure that? Bekanim b'zuzah. That's the tefusah. It's Mashmah Tais holds that in general the Tashlumin of Nene are not Bazal. Generally the Tashlumin should be what the Yitzias are. The Tashlumin by Avonim, you pay the Yitzias. Rabbanu says you pay Avonim, the Yitzias. The full price of Avonim. So the Bazal needs a Hezbi. The Bazal is Oymed Hashem. So Tais, the Bazal has a Pshat. Because really the Hanoah is really Sagal even Tirusu Bazuzo. So his Hanoah L'chayr is only Azuz. Because he could get a Shmir that would be enough for him for Izzles, but since he will be happier if he found Kana Bezoil, so, and we're giving him Gor Avonim, we're giving him Avonim, and he would be happy with Kana Bezoil. If he could find Kana Bezoil, he would buy Kana Bezoil. So Mele, his Hanoi is defined as to make Kanim, Bezoil. So we'll have to see in Rashi why it's Bezoil. Rashi is not, Rashi learns to be Sagali, means to be Sagali, but Kanim. So according to Rashi, why Bezoil? If his Lidi Sagli, the floor of Lidi Sagli is Kanim, so it should be the full price of Kanim. Where did Bezoil come in? Interesting, Rashi doesn't even put it into the Dibra Maskel. Rashi has the main Kanim, so actually the Hezbollah, the main Kanim. The Bezoil part Rashi doesn't even talk about. The Ramban is a different Malach. Okay, we'll see the Ramban inside, but right now I want to quote it because it's by way of contrast. The Ramban is a different Malach in the Chiyuv Rav. Why do you pay the Mekan and Bezoil? The Ramban says, really, you should pay the Yitzias. The Yitzias is Avon. But, says the Ramban, you could say Tel. Tel of Anecha B'tzei. However, Rabban Shita is, you can only say toil in the Sada Shein HaSuyulita. In the Sada HaSuyulita, you can't say toil. So he said, Machaikas Ravun and Chiv Rav is, what is this Sada HaSuyu for? A Stam Sada, is it a Suyu for Geder Avonim? Or is it a Suyu for Geder of Kanim? If it's a Suyu for Geder Avonim, then you can't say toil, because it's a Suyu for Avonim. If it's a Suyu for Geder Kanim, then anything that's more than Kanim, you can say toil. But up to the Dmei Kanim, you have to pay. Where's the Bezoil? If you're about where's the Bezoil? So Ramban addresses it. Ramban says it's an interesting thing. He says that the Sodas Asuyo, what most people would do, so this is what the Sodas Asuyo for. The Sodas Asuyo for an Etiusa by Zuzo, or if you could find Kanim for cheap, then for Kanim. Like that's all built into what the Sodas Asuyo for. What most farmers would do is they would do an Etiusa by Zuzo, unless Kanim are on sale, then they would do the Mekan, then they would do it get the Kanim. So they close the nichnas into the what's the sod asuya for? The sod is asuya for kanim bezo. If they're available, otherwise for nitiusa bezo. I know why the asuya is measured when the kanim are available. Maybe the asuya should be measured when the kanim are not available. I don't know, but we'll think about that when we get there. But the Kapanim, he says, that's all built into the Sod Asuya. The Sod is Asuya for Kan and Bezel, if you could find Kan and Bezel, otherwise, for even less. So the Mela, everything beyond that you could say to. Could that be the Pshat and Taisus? Could that be what Taisus means also? I don't think so. For a number of reasons. First of all, the Ramban is assuming that, or the Ramban's pshat assumes that the sod over here is asuya for a gedda. The chiddush, the posh pshat, it's asuya for a gedda of avonim, like the guy actually built. Ramban explains in the Chiyum Aram, no, it's not asuya for geder of onim, it's asuya for geder of it's asuya only for geder of kanim. But the sod is asuya for geder. Taisa not mashma that way. Taisa started off in his kasha. Maishna from a sod is shayna asuya lito. How come you have to pay it all? How come maishna from a sod is shayna asuya lito? Sod is shayna asuya lito, you still pay the yitzias. So you should still pay for avonim. Why do you pay less than avonim? So Taisa seems to assume that we're talking about a Sodah Sheina, that this is a Sodah Sheina Asuyulito. Taisa says, but you should still have to pay for it, you should still pay the Yetzias. And if anything, that's number one. Number two, having started off that way, so then if Taisa meant like the Ramban, then what he really needs to say is to explain to me that even though that since it's a Sodah Sheina Asuyulito, you could say Toil. And then he has to turn around and say, if you could say toil, so how come, so why do you have to pay anything? So he said, no, because it is asuya for something. It's asuya for a geder of kanim, or asuya geder of onim, according to Rafunu. But the whole Taisus is not running like the Ramban. If Taisus held like the Ramban, it should start mamish the other way around. Taisus start off, assuming that Taisus, if Taisus' point of departure is it's a sodash and asuya lito, which that says in Taisus, then the way Taisus start like this, why do you have to pay it all? It's a sodash and asuya lito, say toil. The answer should be no. It's a suya for avon, or it's a suya for kan. Taisus starts off that it's a soda shein asuyulit, but Taisus thinks you should pay avonim, not nothing. You should pay avonim. Why avonim? If it's ein asuyulito, Taisus in the Havarita, Taisus presents it that this is a soda shein asuyulit. It's not a asuyulit, and Taisus thinks still, you know, you should pay avonim because those are the yitzias. In the Fina Ramban, in Taisus's, if Taisus starts off with Hanocha, that this is Asoda Sheina Seolito, and there's a din over here of Toil, so then why are you paying anything? That's what Taisus should ask. Taisus asks, why do you pay so little? Taisus should ask, why do you pay anything at all? It's clear that Taisus is not going with Toil over here at all. Taisus doesn't have the factor of Toil. Why does Taisus not have the factor of Toil? I would say, Bibshutte, that Taisus holds like the Rosh. That the Rosh, remember, the Rosh holds that there's Toil even by Asoda Sheina Seolito. The Rosh holds that even by a Soda Asuyulito this Toil. So Rabbi Krager points out, the free the Rosh, that you can say Toil even by a Soda Asuyulito, so how come in our Mishnah you have to pay anything? Why do you just say Toil? Says Rabbi Krager, Akorcho, you have to say, like Ataka says in the Rosh Lushitosoi, that the case is where he saw the Gedder going up, and he didn't say anything. Because he didn't say anything, he saw the Gedder up, going up, so now he can't turn around and say Toil. If you wanted to tell, you should have said something when the Gedder was going up. I would say the same thing in Taisus. Taisus goes like the Rosh. That Toil is not limited to us. It's Toil is ben by a Soda Asuyulita, ben by a Soda Shein Asuyulita. So then the Mishnah is not problematic. Why not say Toil? Why pay anything at all? The Ramban's answer is, the Ramban would say, no, it's Asuyu for Geder Avonim Lufi Rafuna. It's Asuyu for Geder of Kanabazol according to Chiyav Arab. So that much you have to pay, and that much there's no Toil. Whatever is beyond that you have a Toil. But the Rosh also, there's Toil all the way down. You could say Toil on everything. So if you can say tell on everything, so you shouldn't have to pay a dime so you should never have to pay a dime in the Mishnah. Al-Kochach, says Rabbi Kveger, Al-Kochach, that's what drove the Rosh to say, that the Mishnah must be talking about a case where it's not possible to say toil. Why can't you say toil in the Mishnah? So the Rosh Lashitoshi says, because you saw the fence going up and you didn't say anything. So maybe it's not Shaykh Atayin of toil. So maybe we're not talking about toil. Toil over here is not a factor. Toil is not a factor. In fact, toil is not a factor, so you should have to pay avodah. Even by Yisod HaShem, so you pay the whole Yitzias. So why over here do you pay less? So Tosis has to say, but there's a Psenuvot that he can say with these Tagadim. The whole of the disagli is a chiddush to me because,
If the guy, according to Tosos, was just watching him put up the wall, how does he have a valid kind of the disagli in the tier of Arzuza?
He's putting up a
wall. He didn't have to tell him this. He didn't have to. Reuven's doing it for himself. So Shimon didn't have to tell him to stop. But Shimon loses his kind of toe. Toe means like, I don't know. That means you have to think about it. What's the nature of the tain of toil? I was suffering a little bit. How does toil work? I haven't thought this through. But what's the lumdus of toil? Is the lumdus of toil that he's saying to him? I don't want him here. Bechal, you're mudding me as that I'm a nene. I don't want him here. So he can't be today because I don't want him here. It's in my way. The Russian, but see a little bit. You know, I want to plant tefillah, so toil sits in my way. I don't want it. Is that the word of toil, or is the word of toil not saying I don't want it? He's saying you're moneying me. I spent money about you. Want me? You're telling me because you gave me eitzim, I have to give you back money. So take the eitzim instead of the money. Inside the tefillah of moneying about, so toil says, what are you taking money instead of the eitzim? If you're taking money instead of the eitzim, so take away the eitzim. Over here, he saw the fence going up. He was shaysik. He was shaysik because why shouldn't he be shaysik? I mean, he doesn't have to protest. It's not as if Reuven didn't come to demand any money of him yet. So Reuven's building the fence. Shimon didn't say anything. He didn't say yes or no. He didn't say yeah or nay. Shimon didn't say, Shimon didn't, it wasn't meicha, don't build it. Don't come to me and asking me for hano. But Shimon, on the other hand, didn't say to. So that's now you can't say to anymore. Yes, Logan. If toil means that it's in my way, I hear more. The fact that the Shimon was quiet means it's not in his way. So he can't say toil anymore. If toil means you're moneying me, money gabach, instead of the money, take the eitzim. Then what does it matter that Shimon was shaysik when it went up? He was shaysik when he was up, cause money not teveyim. But when you teveyim and money gabach, then Shimon could say toil avanecha toil, toil avanecha vetzei. Maybe it's a gilui how the Rosh understood toil. Right, this is a nekudah that I'm not really thought through entirely, so I'm just throwing it out. I'm not entirely sure that it's sound.
So why is it that he has to pay? Well, he's not. He doesn't have to pay the abonim. If he shows up and the guy's paying the abonim, to have to.
It takes off toil. That's all this. The shtika takes off toil. That's the rosh time. You can't say toil anymore. But if the guy can. That doesn't mean.
The shtika's not what he's putting up.
So he's a yoyer. He's a regular. It's a yoyer without toil. It's a yerid without toil. You can't say, you can come to him as a yerid. Remember, the Ramban, Taisus, the Rosh, they all learn, and the Rosh, I think, also, that it's Mechitzis Chisaynis. The walls are even on Shimon's territory. Yeah, the Rosh learns also, Mechitzis Chisaynis. The Rosh, the Ramban, Taisus, Taisus, but Bakama, Taisus, if he doesn't say, they all learn it from a mechitzas chisaynis. And that's the chayr raya faket. By mechitzas chisaynis, I don't think b'chal shayach to say toil it's in my way. But in your way. Not in your way, b'chal. It's not even on your territory. It's an Reuven's territory. It's all the way to the other side of Reuven's field. If the tine of toil was, it's in my way, then it doesn't make sense over here. The Rosh wouldn't need to say that he was shaysik to take off the tain of toil. That's the way Rabbi Kveger understood the Rosh. Maybe there's another way to learn the Rosh besides Rabbi Kveger. It's much that the nekud of toil is not that the avonim are in my way. Toil is taka a tain of klapi the tefil. You're being teveyami to pay for the avonim. take the avonim away. Why should I don't want to pay. You're forcing me to pay because of the avonim. So let me do shechalim yuchzach. So take away the avonim. So apparently that, and yet somehow he loses that taina when he shays it. It's not going to happen. Why does he lose the taina when he shays it? He was shays it because he didn't think Reuven was going to mun him. But now when Reuven all of a sudden comes to mun him, maybe he could say, you're munning me? Tell him an echavet say. That's so clear to me, Tata. Again, in the Rosh, there's really, in the Rosh, there's not a word in Agamar about Toh. The Rosh does not say the words Toh. The Rabbi Krager reads it into the Rosh, because he reads in the Rosh. Why did the Rosh have to say that he was the Rosh starts off that if Shimon was Meicha, don't build it and expect me to pay, that's certainly within his rights, and then he for sure doesn't have to pay. Okay, that I understand. But then the Rosh goes on and says, rather the case was that he saw the wall going up and he was shaysik. So the Krayer is medayik in the Rosh. What do you have to say like that? Say he was out of town, he wasn't meicha, but he didn't see the wall going up either. What did the Rosh say? He saw the wall going up and he wasn't meicha. So Rabbi Krayer says, because of time. So if Rabbi Krayer is right in the Rosh, so then I have this aura. So you're telling me the Rosh needs to have this thing that he was shaysik, that's why he can't say to. If Toil means the Avonim in my way, then Bechal makes no sense over here, because the Avonim are not in his way, they're in Reuven's field. Elamai, Toil doesn't mean the Avonim are in my way. Toil means, you're munning me? You're munning me to pay for the Avonim? So take back your Avonim. So how does the shtika take off the tie of Toil? So he was shaysik. Yeah, he was shaysik because he didn't think Reuven was going to come ask money for him. But now that Reuven's coming and asking for money, so Shimon can say, I should pay for the fence. Take away the fence, I don't need it. The fence is for you, I don't need it. Not clear to me. There's a lashon in the Ramban and the Machamas when it's explaining the Tain of Toil. So Ramban has a line in my Gemara. If you want to see it inside in my Gemara, I have an Oizu Hadin Gemara. It's Amud Vav, and it's the paragraph that begins behind the Tuchdu Damaroi at the end of the paragraph. It's just one line. He says he's explaining the Tain of Toil. He's going in Chiyah Barab Mekana Bezol. So he says, what's Mekana Bezol? Because the sod is only a suya for Netirusu Bazuzu or for Kana Bazuzu if you could find them. Hilkoch, Imrots, so therefore you could say Toil. Matsu Oimle, Toil Yisecha Vavanecha. You could just say Toil Yisecha Vavanecha. Hilkoch, Imrotsa Larois Vyitoil, Imrots, Imrotsa, Yaris Vyitoil Shaloi. Vim Lav Mishalam Lizet, the Mea Kana Mayashem, Shilkachi Asuya. He's explaining the time of Toil that the Nikiv says to the Makif, if you want, knock down your avonim and take yours. And if you don't want to knock it down, then I'll pay you to make Hanabazo. This is explaining the time of he's explaining the rhetoric of Toil. What does the guy say when he says Toil? He says, if you want, take your Avonim. Yaris v'itil shalai, take your Avonim and you'll take yours. You'll take yours back. And if you don't want, then I'll pay Avonim because l'kachi asuyo. I think it's mashma. The time of Toil is not, it's in my way, I'm not nana. It's in my way, I don't want it here, b'chav. What does that have to do with if you want, knock your walls down and take yours back. What does that have to do? The title here of Toil is I'm not a nene because it's in my way. That's nothing to do. It makes a lot of sense to Ramban if the lunders of Toil is you're coming to me with the title of coming to me that I should pay for the Avonim. You want the money for the Avonim, so take the Avonim. You want the value of the Avonim, so knock down your wall and you'll have Avonim. You don't want to knock it down. That's not my problem. You want me so. Mele, all I have to pay is what the sodas I sue you for. What the sodas I sue you for already, I can't say tolav anecho v'tzei. For some reason, I don't know why. But what the sodas I sue you for, I can't say tolav anecho v'tzei. See, Rebbe Shusi calls it. This seems to be a double machlekes here between Taisus and Ramban. What I want to bring up, there's a double machlekes here between Taisus and Ramban. Number one, the Ramban learns this is a Gemara about Toil. It's an issue of Toil. The key to the Gemara is Toil. The reason why Chiyuv Rav says Mekanim Bezoil is because everything else you say Toil. Taisus doesn't have that. Again, Pashup Shad is Taisus doesn't have that because he holds like the Rosh that if Toil over here worked, then you could say Toil even by Yisod Asilita, then you wouldn't pay a dime. So Kochach is not a case, over here there's no din of Toil. Why over here is no din of Toil? So I'm not sure. Maybe there's no din of Toil because not on his property at all. Or like Rabbi Krager says that there was Rav Shosak, and the Rav Shosak takes off the tie of Toil, though. I'm not quite sure I really understand why that happens. Akapanim, Taisus didn't make a Gemara of Toil. So why do you only pay the Mekanim? In fact, Taisus, so pay the Me'avonim. If there's no issue here of Toil, so pay Avonim. Taisus a Nusvar. Because Lididi Sagili, for him it's enough to have a Nitrusu Bazuzum. So that I want to understand also in Lomdus. What kind of time is this that the Didi Sagli bin Tirusu Bar Zuzo? If we learn, like L'chora, I think is the Pashtus. Maybe it's not true. That the Din of Yoyer is the Din of Mamay Nigaboch. That one's what I'm saying. That the Din of Yoyer is the Din of Mamay Nigaboch. That my Yitzias are now in your Shvach. And therefore I can ask for my Yitzias back because my money is sitting now by you. If that's the word of Yoyer, at least by Yisod Hashem Asiyulito, that's why it's capped by the Shach. It's the minimum of the Hitzoyis in the Shach. Makes a lot of sense. I invested my Hitzoyis in your Shach. I can't ask for more than my Hitzoyis because that's not my money. I can't ask for more than your Shach because more than that you don't have. But up to the amount of your Shach, my Hitzoyis are in your Shach. I want it back. That's the Pashut of Pshat in the din of Yoyer. If that's the Pshat in the din of Yoyer. So then it's hard to me to understand. So what difference does it make if he would be happy with Nitirusu Barzuzu? That's not the question. The question is, what's the Soda worth? How much is the Soda worth? How much more is the Soda worth because it has a Gedder Avonim? So that's the tune to which you should be able to be. That's what we should be asking ourselves. Not how much Shmira he would be happy with. Maybe he means all the people in the world. All the people in the world will be happy with the Nitirusu Bar Zuzu. So the Soda only appreciated to the value of the Nitirusu Bar Zuzu. I don't know. It's not Mistabit. The stomach, if it has a Gedder Avonim that you don't have to, that's permanent, it must add something to the value. Akabana, that's not what it says in the Gemara. This is Agam Nitirusu Bar Zuzu. But is it not Sadi that he would get Kanan Bezoil if he could find the Messiah and Kanan Bezoil? What does that do with the price of the Soda? The question we should be asking is, the whole Anan Sadi also is a funny thing. What do you mean, this Anan Sadi? That if you would find Kanan Bezoil, he would go out and buy Kanan Bezoil. If we're measuring his personal Hanoh. So I hear, that's an indication of how happy he is with the Kanan. How happy are you to have Gedder Kanan? Well, your measure of happiness is how much you would spend for it. How much would you spend for Gedder Kanan? Well, if you spend for get a kanim 66% of the price of kanim, then that's a measure of how happy you are about the kanim, how much you're nene from the kanim. So that's a good measure. It's a good measure of your particular hana. But it's a very bad measure of the appreciation of the sada. The sada appreciated by the amount of finding kanim on sale. Like, that's because it has, I mean, that's, I don't know, I think that's strange. So why b'chal over here is it measured in the disagili? Lefi the Ramban, it's very good. Lefi the Ramban, the disagli doesn't mean how much hanot do I have. The disagli means how much is the soda asuya for. What would most people, what's the expectation to do for the soda? Because up to that point, you can't say toil, and beyond that point, you could say toil. So the disagli is a measure not of value, because it's a very bad measure of value, it's not a measure of shrach, but it's not a measure of personal hanot either. It's a measure of what's the expectation of the soda. What do most people do in a soda like this? So we can hear, what most people do in a soda like this is either an intrusa bazuzu or a kanim bazuzu. So we can say kanim bazuzu is, you know, what the soda is asuya for you. When you. If you can find kanim bazuzu, then the soda is asuya for kanim bazuzu. So fine, that I also understand, even in terms of mamayni gavach. Even if we'll understand that it's a regular mamayni gavach, but it's a mamayni gavach with a tain of toil. And when can you say toil? Only in a soda shayin asuya lita. So we have to know, what's the soda asuya for? That defines the toil. Because that's the benchmark of where at what point can you tain him a mamayni gavach, and what point can he say toil? But the Fit Toys says that what is not a Chal on the Mishnah about Toh. We're not talking a Toh. Toh is not on the table. Let's say like the Rosh. According to Rosh and Bamatsiya, it's anyway Mukhuk that way. The Toh over here is not on the table. If Toh is on the table, then you would never pay anything. Because the Rosh and Bamatsiya says you can say Toh even by Soda Asuyuli Toh. So obviously, this on the Argamar, it must be that you cannot say Toh. I can think of two reasons. Rabbi Kvega's reason, because it's still not a Rosh Shosa. Or maybe Bechal, you can't say Toh if the wool is not on your field. But it's not a Mishnah about Toil. So what's the disagli? Toil is a measure of my hano. What does my hano have to do with anything? We're not talking about nene. If the dichiv of nene, you know, like Shemesh Yisravim or something, a tochav lechaver beis ablio. So I would hear the relevance of what's the disagli. But we're talking about Yared. Yared is not nene. He's not Maisuf. It's not Maisuf Behemtoi. It's not the Maisuf. It's not the not Hanoz Gufoi. It's not nene. It's a different word. Yared. Lechaver, we said Yared is a different thing. Yared is a Mamani Gabach. So what does Mamani Gabach have to do with how much he's nene? So, L'chaira, maybe there's a takin, an indication over here, the way Taisus learns the Gemara. And the Rosh L'chaira also has to learn the Gemara. That the premise is wrong. That Yared is a Chi of nene. And you pay to the amount of your nene. And if your Hanoz is in Tirus of Azazel, or Kanabazel, then more than that, you don't have to pay. I saw there was much Biach more. Maybe that's not what we're interested in. We're interested in your hano. It's a form of nene. Even though it's a different kind of nene. It's not maisel, but maisel bemte, and hanos gufay. Somehow it's a different kind of nene. You see, yana that we talked about in the hakadoma to the sugya. Maybe that's what it says in this thesis. Even though it's very non-intuitive. Maybe you may be perforce. That's what we have to say, that yoyer is takad in the nene. Maybe that's not the Chalikas of Tosfos and the Ramban. I don't know, it's big things already. The Ramban didn't look at the Sugya that way. The Ramban looked at the Sugya, it has to do with Toil. Why didn't the Ramban learn like Tosfos? If we decide to learn the Tosfos, then that's where you're nene. The Ramban is bending over backwards not to learn that way. So he's saying he has a whole apparatus with Toil. Why not learn Poshut? He's only nene in the Tosfos. That's what he's happy with. Maybe Hayimei Madvarim. The Ramban learns what does it have to do with how much he's nene? It's a Chi of Yoyred. Yared is a chiyav of the mamayni gavach. It's irrelevant how much he's happy. Maybe Taka Taisus holds not that the chiyav of Yared is a chiyav of Nen. Not a chiyav of mamayni gavach. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I'm leaving it at that. And lechachem v'yech kamayit. I mean, there's mokim ilis gadda to try to understand, to get to the bottom of this. Lefitosis, by the way, I understand very, very well why Rav Huna didn't say Bezel. Only Chiyav Rav talked about Bezel. Stav Apostle. Because the passes you don't pay Bezel. The passes you pay the market price. For whatever I know you got, you pay the market price. So Rav Huna holds that he's sagile only with Avonim. Most people want Avonim. The Hanoz Avonim. So that's this happiness is Avonim. So why shouldn't you pay Avonim with the full price? the mekana bezoil, that needs a hezbus. That's a fancy hezbus because really it's the disagreement to a bazuzel. But there's an aran sadi that he would buy mekana bezoil. So maybe that's also a measure of his satisfaction. There's a machlekes. It's relevant to this. There's a machlekes in Baba Kama Daf Chof by Shem Bishus Rabim. So right. So it says Ochla if you pay me 8 Bishus Rabim, so Mishalam Masha Nenas. So you pay what the Behemah was Nen, what you were Nen from the Behemah eating really. It's not the Behemah's Hanoi. It's your Hanoi. You don't have to feed the Behemah. So there's a machlekes there in the Gemara. Rabin Rava, how much do you have? How much is that? How do you measure the Hanoi of the Behemah when it eats Bishus Rabim? Rabba says that you pay Tamei Amir. Ayin mem yud reish, Rashi, that means like straw, kashrut heaven, cheap food. And Rava says to make sa'irim bezoil. Sa'irim is much more expensive, but at a discount. So what's the machlekes? So the Meiri says, and I think this stems very nicely with Tosfos by us. Meiri says that really the Hanoi is Dmei Amir. Because Mei Chateisa, that he would have given the animal anything more than Kashrut Heaven. That's what the farmer, I mean, Hamitz Mecharel of Arai, but the fellow whose Sayyim were eaten up can say to the Baal HaShor, maybe you would only have given him Kashrut Heaven for supper. So how much you were nana? You were nana kashrut heaven. That you don't have to. How much you were nana? You were nana kashrut heaven. So what's the other madomet meisarim b'zoil? Says the Meiri, because it's an ansadi that even people who can't afford to give their animals sarim is better for the animal. The Meiri says the animal will work better if it eats sarim. It'll plow better. It'll have more muscles. It'll work better with sarim. But most people don't necessarily pay sarim. So don't necessarily feed the animal sarim because sarim is expensive. But there's an aran sadi that if anybody would find sa'irim bezoil, would give the animal sa'irim rather than kashrut heaven. So it's mamash the same idea as the Aventesis. The real hanoi is the me'amir, because that's what you normally give your animal. But there's an aran sadi, and that's why Rabbi says the me'amir. And Rava says, no, but Rava holds there's an aran sadi that even though people may only, even people only give the animal amir, but if they could find sa'irim bezoil, they would give them sa'irim bezoil. The mamash comes very nicely with the Tosfos over here. What about Rashi? Rashi doesn't say this. Rashi says, why do you pay to make kanim bezoil? Because l'didi sagili beged the kanim. Not like places. That is, sagili be less than kanim. L'didi sagili is beged the kanim. So the hanoz get the kanim. Look, if the hanoz get the kanim, so why are you paying bezoil? Rashi doesn't say. Rashi doesn't quote the zoil. In the Dibra Maskel, Rashi doesn't quote the bezoil. So you should know, there's a Rashbam later on at Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Rashbam said that every nene pays bezoil. General nene pays bezoil. He's talking about a case of people, Yoshim, that the father had left them a cow, and they had no reason in the world to think that it's not the father's cow. And they ate it up. Then it turned out that it wasn't the father's at all. So they don't have to pay us mazik because it's mamish, you know, but there was mamish out of there, they could not possibly have known. But they have to pay us nene. Because mavur in the Gemara, they pay bosa bezoil. So why bezoil? So up the Ramban, that's the rule, that a person who's paying for having eaten something that he was not expecting to have to pay for it, like, in other words, we're not mechayiv him for the maisachil. You're not like a mazik or a gazlan. You ate him in all innocence, but you have to pay anyway because you ate. So the rule is you pay bezoil. What it means is that nene pays bezoil. And the Rashbam goes on and says, kimoy, like an animal way through Shishar Abim, that he pays dmei amir bezoil or dmei sa'irim bezoil. Interesting. He quotes the Gemara Baba Kama that the machlekes Rabban Rava, dmei amir or dmei sa'irim bezoil. But he says that the bezoil in both. And Agamar, it says that Rava says Dmei Amir, doesn't say a word about bezoil, and Rava says Dmei Sa'irim bezoil. And Rashi and Rava comes also that way. Only Rava's bezoil. Rava's not bezoil. But the Rashbam quotes the Gemara as if the Machlokes is Dmei Amir bezoil or Dmei Sa'irim bezoil. Kilu. So general rule, nen is always bizarre. So how much your nen is? Machlekes Rambam and Rava. Are you nen like Sairim or you nen like Hamir? That needs a hesper. What exactly machlekes is? But it's nothing to do with an ansabis. It's just a blanket rule. Nen is always bizarre. And then it's interesting. The riff there in Baba Kamla and the Chav. The riff quotes the machlekes also that they're both bizarre. The Me'amir bizarre or machlekes Rambam and Rava. Rava says Me'amir bizarre and Rava says Me'sairim bizarre. Al says bizarre. Everything's bizarre. So it's just a rule. Klalu. Everything is bizarre. Rashi Baba Kama says, not the way, Rashi Baba Kama says that only the May Sayyim are bizarre. The May Amir, he says, that's what the farmer would have given the animal, that's not bizarre. So it sounds like Rashi is chalik. That Rashi holds that not every nen is bizarre. So if not every nen is bizarre, so how come the May Sayyim is bizarre and the May Amir is not bizarre? It's chofam it out. It's right before the Sugah Zenen of Zelichos. I think the Lo'ilu, maybe Rashi could agree with the Rashba. Nen is always bizarre. So why, if Nen is always bizarre, if that's the rule, like Meib also bizarre, like Meib and Kuf Meib, everything's Nen is bizarre. I don't know why. I mean, that needs a husband. Why is Nen always bizarre? I don't know. Why is Nen always bizarre? Maybe the idea is, I'm just throwing out, that when you pay us Mazik, so you're paying him that he should go out and buy a new one. It's not so posh that this is true, but Lama's, but this such a possibility in the world. In the raid. When you pay somebody, you know, you break somebody's bicycle, you're paying him, he should be able to buy a new bicycle. So you pay the market price. But when you're paying for Nene, you're not paying, he should be able to go out and buy a new steak or a new sirim. You're paying for what you had. So what you had, maybe you got them for cheap. Prices are different. So maybe Hano is measured bizarre. Any of that, I don't know, I'm just drawing that out just off the top of my head. But Akoponim, maybe Rashi agrees to the Rashbam. That Nene Bechal, it's a rule that Nene is built. That Nene is built. Like you see in Agamor, it's Mekanim is Bezol. And why is Mekanim Bezol? Disagli Bekanim. Disagli Bekanim. So you're Nene Kanim. Why Bezol? So maybe Rashi agrees to the Rashbam that in general, all Nene pays Bezol. The Rashbam says it. Rashbam is certainly close to the Beis Medrash of Rashi. Maybe that's Rashi Shita as well. If everything is Bezol, so how come the May, so how come, again, if Machlek is Rabban Rabba, Rabba says the May Amir, which is like Kashrut Tevin, and Rabba says more, the May Sa'irim Bezol. So why is May Amir not Bezoil? So Rashbam quotes that it is. May Amir Bezoil. Rashbam quotes the Gemara, Kilo, everything is Bezoil. But Rashi and Bava Kama is clearly not the way. The May Amir, you pay market price. Kishar Shibashuk, because that's what the farmer would have given. And the May Sa'irim, that's already Bezoil. But it doesn't say anything about an Ansari, doesn't it? Right? So I would say like this, that maybe by Dmei Sa'irim, that's a chiyuv nene, and nene is bezel. But maybe Dmei Amir is not a chiyuv nene, maybe it's something else. Any suggestions? Maybe the chiyuv al Amir, again, Amir means the minimum, straw, cash for tevin. I want to suggest maybe the chiyuv of Rabbi says you only pay Dmei Amir, maybe the paying that small amount, the Dmei Amir, maybe that's b'chal not me the nene. There's an alternative in there. And he's very mistaver that the Dmei Amir is not Nene, something else. Any ideas? Mishtashli. Remember, there's two things. There's Nene and there's Mishtashli. Mishtashli is money in the bank. The IRS, you give them out, they take your mat in the school and instead of your own money, your mamash have money in the bank. That's more than Nene. That's money in the bank. Nene from mat in the school, you potter. Mamash only told you. But in Shashli, it's mamas like you sold the matnas kuna, then you have to give the claim in the matnas kuna. Whatever the lundus is, but that says in the Gemara in Chulin. So Tais over there asked, remember Tais asked, so how come, if you eat matnas kuna, it's also in Shashli, because now you don't have to have supper. I mean, now you save money at supper. So why is it only nene? It's in Shashli too. I'm richer if I ate matnas kuna, so I save money in the bank. I don't have to go to a Chinese restaurant, and I save myself $50. So it's Mishtashile. So what is Taisa's answer? Yochel Asanis. It's not called Nenetam Mishtashile. It's Nene. I don't want to be Misana. I'm much more Nene if I eat a good supper than if I'm Misana. So I am Nene. But I'm not Mishtashile. It's not money in the bank. Who says I would have had supper at all? I could have fasted. Is that Shaykh by a behemoth? It's not by a chayim. You're not allowed to let the behemoth go hungry. You can't just say, you know, have the Heimer fast. You have a, there's a mitzvah in Torah, the Tzar Bal Chaim, you have to give the Behemah to eat every night. So by a Behemah, it could be that it's Mamish Mishashila. If the Behemah ate Sayyarim and the Shusarabim, you're Mamish Mishashila, you're richer money in the bank. But how much money in the bank are you richer by? What the minimum what you'd give him. Amir, Kash Mateva. You have more Hanoah than that, because your Behemah now ate muscle food, it ate Cheerios, it's a very strong, and now your Behemah is going to do a better day's work. So Hanoah, you have more. That's already Hanena. And Benen is Bezoil. So Dmei Sayyarim, that's Robo says you pay Dmei Sayyarim because you're Nena more, because now your animal is fortified with vitamins and minerals. So that's a Chi of Nena. Nena is Bezoil. So Dmei Sayyarim Bezoil. But the Rabbu says that the Me'amir, Rabbu is Milchayavas Mishtashile. Mishtashile is not Bezel. Mishtashile is how much money did you save in the bank? So I saved the money in the bank. That's what I would have paid in the marketplace to buy Kash V'Tevel. He's very Gishmak. So Mela could be very well that Rashi holds, like the Rashbam, all Nen is Bezel. And you know what? I will go even further. It could be the Rashbam agrees to this. That maybe, similarly, not so easy to say. But maybe, since we know that Rashi, and I think Taisus also over there in Babakam, they learned that Dmei Sayyarim is not Bezel, only Dmei Amir is Bezel. That Amir is not Bezel, only Sayyarim is Bezel. Maybe the Rashbam agrees to that fundamentally. That maybe the Rashbam agrees in the Gemara that it only says Bezel by Dmei Sayyarim. Maybe Amir is not Bezel. Either Rashbam or Kufman Vov quoted the Gemara that everything is Bezel. Because the Rashbam just wants to bring out the point that Nene is Bezel. That's what's Nagay over there. The children, they ate the behemoth, not their fault, so they have to pay us Nena. So he says, Nena is Bezel. Like you see above Makama by Shem B'Shusarabim, Nena is Bezel. So he quotes the Gemara, Amir Bezel, Sayyarim Bezel. The Emes is Amir, you pay more than Bezel. But not as Nena, because they have a different reason entirely, Mishtashli. The Rashbam of Kufim Vav is not busy with Mishtashli, so he doesn't want to get into Mishtashli. He says, as from the point of view of Nena, so all you pay is whatever your Nena. Your Nena Amir Bezoil. Your Nena Sayyarim, Machaik's Rabban Rabba, so it's Bezoil. Of course, the fact is, if you go closer and you look closer at the Gemara Baba Kama, by Dmei Amir, you don't pay as Bezoil. That's a different reason entirely, Mishtashli. The Rashbam of Kufim Vav is not busy with Mishtashli. So Ulai, it's Lema that the Rashbam over there is Lavdaf. Hakam, the Rif says Bezoil by both, so you have to know if you're the Rif. The Rif says Bezoil on both. That's for sure. You can't say that's lav dafka. The Rebbe played me there in the Chof. Says the Machlokes is the Mei Amir Bezel or the Mei Sayyarim Bezel. Why should it be Mei Sayyarim? Why would Mei Amir be Bezel? Even if Nen is Bezel, but it's not only Nen, it's Mishtashile. The Chori the Chesman is right. It is Mishtashile. So why should Mishtashile be Bezel? Maybe even Mishtashile is Bezel. Why would that be? Lo yada. One question that I have outstanding in Rashi. Is that so it seems to be that Rashi does it, and then is Bezel. That's what we see. Rashi holds that Rashi be yosef make kanim. He said, did he sagali bekanim? He's sagali bekanim. He's nen kanim. So why does he pay Bezel? Must be because nen is Bezel. And that's like Botsa Bezel and Kupim Vav, and like Dmei Sayyarim Bezel. Rashi Mabakam is not mashma like the Meiri because there's an Atsadi. If he would find Sayyarim Bezel, Rashi's mashma in over there that he's Nen is Sayyarim, so he pays the Mei Sayyarim Bezel. So, and why is the Mei Amir not Bezel? So now we have Eitzim, Mishtashile. The one thing that I don't have an answer for is, so why by Arfuno, who said Avonim, why is the Avonim not Bezel? It's Chorz Chiv Nen, Nen is Bezel. That I don't understand. Why is Arfuno not Bezel? I said before, I think that's what drove Tosus. That Tosus learned that Nen is not Bezel. Nen you pay Kishar Shebashuk. I don't know what he does with the Gemara Kufim Vav by the kids who ate Bosa. Wait there, I mean, it needs. Maybe Hanos Hagut and Hanos Odom is different. Mechatesi would have had Bosa for supper. Yeah, it's not different. It's very different. Here, the Hanoi is that I have a field with a Geder Avonim. I'm then a Geder Avonim. I'm then a Geder Avonim. So Nen is not Bezel. By the case in Kuf Mem Vav, when we want to measure how much were the children Nene from having had Bosa. So you can't just say, well, how much does Bosa cost? Hano, that's a B'chalak HaGolo. Hano always means Hano's moment. Hano doesn't mean that I had a geshmak of supper. You know, oh, it was so tasty. I was Nene. Like we would say. That's not what Nene means. You see, Dor B'chatzeh Chaver Shalemi Daita, if he's a G'dar Gavad of the Meger, he's told that he wasn't that at all. What do you mean he wasn't that at all? Maybe it was a fancy hotel. It was a pleasant night. That doesn't matter. I know this moment. How much was he Marviyah? I know it has to be an osmam. So how much were they marviach by having had basa? These yarshim, they had a supper. Basa. They were marviach. Who said they would have had basa for supper? But if they had found basa for zol, they would have had it for supper. So that's what they were marviach. Maybe I'll derech it. Not sure. Marviach, I don't mean mishtashli, but how much hanos moment is there? We have to give a price tag to the hanov. What's the price tag to the hanov of having fleshiks for supper? It's measured by what people would pay to have fleshiks for supper. Bezoil, that's what people would pay to have. So that we know. People, everybody would pay bezoil to have fleshiks for a supper. Yeah, akapanim, I don't know, Lefi Rashi, why, that's the bottom line. Why Lefi Rashi, the avodim and not bezoil, I don't know. Here it's not mishtashile. So the shenes elite, you can't say mishtashile. And if it was mishtashile, then it would be mishtashile and chiva rav too. Yeah, right there.
No,
Avonim is a bigger Hano. Because, I mean, that's the panel of Disagali. Disagali means that is not a bigger Hano. But if Rav Huna doesn't hold from the Disagali. He thinks that people would be, that people are happy with the Gedder Avonim. So the Hano is the Hano of a Gedder Avonim. How could it be Mishtashli? It's a Sodashay Nasuyulik. According to Rashi, it's a Sodashay Nasuyulik. How could it be Mishtashli? Most people don't build a getter in a bikkur. It's hard for me to hear how it would be mishtashile.
Save money of the guard. Even if it's
aimless. So that's just a barzuzah, but not avonim. Tusa barzuzah is cheap. It might be hano, but hano is bizarre. Hano it is. It's hano. Chiyah Barav says not hano. Chiyah Barav says disagili. So fine, so that will take his given. Rabbuni doesn't often disagili. He says it's not true. Gedder Avonim is better. So you nana with the Gedder Avonim. You can't say the Disagili. The Gedder Avonim is better. Fine. Better. So you nana. So pay Bezol.
Why can't we just say that Rashi doesn't
have the Girsa of Bezol? Because next, another Yerushalayim quotes Mankani
again,
but
say
Bezol.
The
Elul Tanakhama,
Mankani,
Daniel,
and say
Bezol
again.
Maybe Rashi didn't have the Girsa of Bezol. Okay, I mean, I guess we could. Very reluctant to do that. The frat, the places have the gears. You know, that Rashi had a different gears than the Ramban. Okay, but the Rashi had a different gears than places. That's not so mistaken.
Two times he skips it.
What's the second time? Yeah. Yep, he has a time. You're right. In Ema Sefer, Rashi has the Mekan and Bezel. So I would say it the other way around. Rashi doesn't bother to say it because it goes without saying, because of course I know it's Bezel. It's not like a special thing over here. The Pitaisis, it's a special din in the Mekanim that it's not Stam the Mekanim. It's the Mekanim because of an Ansadi. The Mekanim Bezel. The Firashi, Nana is always at a discount rate. The Nana store is always, they charge at a discount rate. So she doesn't have to keep saying over and over in Brazil. But you see that he added it in the Girsa, because he does say it once. So Rashi did have it in the Girsa of Gemara. So then you have to know, so why do we have Avonim? So we could say maybe Avonim is also Brazil. Rabbeinu Yoyin Atak is Masupik, and Rabbeinu Yoyin is Masupik, then maybe the Avonim is also Brazil. But I don't think in Rashi could be, because Rashi says, Lefim HaShagodar, Bechol Yitzir Shehitzir Yachzul Eimechzol. Doesn't sound like it's, unless, I don't know, maybe that's not Muchach. Maybe the Hitzoyis means Hitzoyis of Avonim. Hitzoyis of Avonim in which store? Maybe in the Bezel store. Maybe it would go the other way around. Rashi doesn't bother to keep harping on the Mekan of Bezel, because everything is Bezel, and Avonim is also Bezel. Maybe that's the emes. Look at Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has it to say. Maybe the Me'avonim is talking
Bezel. Could it be in this context, Bezel doesn't mean at a discounted rate. It just means that Bezel is the cheaper one. The Me'kan of Bezel, the cheaper amount. Me'kan
of. Is that what it means ever? It's hard to say. Okay. Okay, do we have time to go right there? Oh, we have a few minutes. Let's go a little bit further. That if he was Goder or Revius, we are Mechayven. Dr. Rashi, Goder Seshayna Ein Mechayven Oisei, the Holy Ahani Lemidi, Shari Goli Hu Mitzad Revius. Hoim Goder Oid Makif as Revius Mechayven Oisei, the Ahani Le. How could he be greater than Servius? He doesn't have a son on the fourth side. Reuben's only on three sides. Rashi learns the Mishnah, Reuben's only on three sides. How could Reuben be greater than Servius? So Rashi Mabba Kama, where the Gemara also makes this deal. Koravius Mechayven Oisei. Rashi says, if he had a field on the fourth side. Meaning, yes, the Mishnah says if he has a field on three sides and he was greater those three sides, then Mechayven Oisei. But that implies it's only because he had, because he was only on three sides. Well, Reuben was greater everything. But he was only on three sides. He was greater three sides. But the implication is, had he been on four sides and been greater on four sides, then we would have been Mechayev. Effectively, Ema Seifa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Omer, V'godor Shavis, Megal Ganolim Asakol. Rabbi Yossi says that we're Megal Ganolim Asakol. So, isn't that the same thing? Ema Seifa, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Bishlomer, so Rashi says, well, let's finish the Gemara first. Bishlam Rafuna Dom Rakolufi Masha Godaba Hainu Dikim and Tanakama Verab Yesi. Tanakama Sova Kolufi to make Hanan Bezail. The Tanakama Sova. The word Akolufi is strange. Tanakama Sova Hakolufi to make Hanan Bezail in Umasha Godalai. Rabbi Yesi Sova Hakolufi Masha Goda. Elohim Rab Dom Rakolufi to make Hanan Bezail, Maikim and Tanakama Verab Yesi. Eat make Hanan Bezail, Kiovle, Michael Yovle. Let's see Rashi. Aim a safer. Biyesi aim it. Bishnu Rafuna Domer Hakol Biyesi Bimeshik Goder Hu. Haynadikim and Tanakama Biyesi Tanakama Loi Nokad Lishna Da Hakol. The way the Gemara is saying now, Aliba the Rafuna. What's the Machlekes Tanakama and Biyesi? In this Nekuda, Tanakama says only that Tanakama is Mechayev only the Mekana Bezoil, and Biyesi is Mechayev the full value. And where does it say that in the Mishnah? If that's Machlekes of Biyesi and Chachama, where in the world does it say that in the Mishnah? So Rashi says, because it's Meduik Nalash in the Mishnah, Tanakhama didn't say Hakol. Rabbi Yossi said Hakol. That's the whole Machlekes. The whole Machlekes is, the whole Tesefis of Rabbi Yossi, his departure is in the Hakol. Megal Gomelov is Hakol, Tanakhama is not Hakol, Rabbi Yossi is Hakol. That's why the Lashon of the Gemara is strange, because by us in the Gemara it says, Bishnu Ravuna Domer Hakol Lufi Masha Godaba, Hainadikim and Tanakhama Rabbi Yossi, Tanakhama Sover Hakol Lufi the Mekhana Bezoil. The whole point is that Tanakhama didn't say Hakol. I don't, maybe it's a mistake. Rashi's Hakamashman, that doesn't have that word Hakol. That's the whole point. Tanakhama didn't say Hakol, so that's only the Mekhana Bezoil. Tanakhama Lenokhat Lishnu Hakol, Sova the Mekhana Bezoil, the Mechayvin. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, that Hakol of Himashi Goda. Zog Rashi, the whole Lekhel Mehmet, Tanakhama Dafkim Goda Makav Servius, and Mechayvin Oisefim Goda Nikafloy. Maybe that's not the deal. Maybe, why don't we give a different answer? That the Tanakhama is only Mechayv Beyomid Makif. Because that's the deal. Haravias Mechayvanos, it's going on the Makif. But maybe Omad Nikif is Potter. So, and Rabbi Yossi is coming to say, no, even Omad Nikif. Because Lashon Rabbi Yossi is Omad Nikif. Rashi's Gist in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi im Omad Nikif. So maybe that's the Machlekes. Tanakhama says Nikif not, only Makif. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, even the Nikif. So Rashi, that makes no sense. The Kol Shekinu. Hashtaycha, the Loigolei Dati, the Nichle Bekefa, Kam Lechayvin Le, Kol Shekinecha, the Goli. That's absurd. If Omer Makif is Chayev, Omer Nikif Lekoshkin is the Goli Dai, he's Nene and he's Goli Dai to the Nichle. Interesting is the Rambam says that Omer Makif is Chayev. The Rambam passes Ben Omer Makif, Ben Omer Nikif. Like the Rif. Ben Omer Makif, Ben Omer Nikif. But the Rambam, when he talks about Omer Nikif, he says that if the Makif was Goyder, then it's Chayev. And if the Nikif is Goyder, he's Chayev, because Goli died to the Nichle. remember exactly the lashon of the Rambam, but the Rambam says amad makiv ischayev and amad nikiv ischayev is goli daita nichle. So Chayyot's very. What do you mean? If amad makiv ischayev, so I don't need goli daita nichle. Smash me the Rambam. The Rambam held that a goli that there could be a svar that amad makiv ischayev and amad nikiv nash, but I have a different svar that the goli daita nichle. Maybe the pshat is when the makiv is goli all four sides, then the makiv was mahanin. If the makiv was only goli to three sides, then the makif wasn't mahanim. The nikif was mahanim himself when he built when he made the fourth side. Maybe the makif can't be tereh from him. Because the makif of was never mahanim. So we have to come out to know, but goli daiti the nichalei now in the three gedarim too. But Rashi holds that way. Rashi holds it's a kolshikin. What's if it's on the makif, then I don't need the goli daiti the nichalei. So it's interesting, machlekes in the Rambam and Rashi, and you know what it's about. The Rambam holds that there's no kolshikin. It could be amid makif. The Omen Makif does not automatically entail. Omen Makif is Chayef does not entail that Omen Nikif is also Chayef. You need to come on to a new foot to go to the Nikli. And Rashi says, no, if Omen Makif is Chayef, then Omen Nikif is Poshut Chayef. You don't have to come on to Omen Golidai to the Nikli. If Omen Makif, Koshkin, Omen Nikif. Sheesh Lodon, what's the Nikudus Machaikas? I don't know. Anyway, Rashi finishes off. Ulab Yasi Nami, Kazal to Dai to Chashtu to the Nikif within the Makif. Otherwise, no. This is where you see Rashi holds the Gish in the Mishnah. Rashi Gish in the Mishnah was Amad Nikif. Rabbi Yisrael Emir in Amad Nikif. So what's the Gemara's Kasha altogether? Tanakam is Mechayev Yom Adakif. The Diak in Tanakam is Mechayev Yom Adakif. Rabbi Yisrael is only Mechayev Yom Adakif. He says Amad Nikif. So Rashi, Kasal Kedai Tech Amad Nikif Wodin Lamakif. That is Lav Daf. El of a Gilgal, the Hakol of the Pligid. The whole Machlekes is in the Hakol. Are you Megagal Hakol or only the Mechayev Yom Adakif? Right, that's the worst cash. Okay, we'll see Mr. Shem tomorrow. 3:30.